step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hey! Thank you, Trevor, and thank you for 7 phenomenal years of The Daily Show, my friend. Job well done. All right? With you leaving, though, late night just got a lot more white, okay? But that's all the more reason for Comedy Central to renew this pretty talented diversity hire right here. All right? Welcome to Hell of a Week. I go by the name of Charlamagne Tha God. Hello! And now, though, it's the very last thing I want to do because I'm exhausted by this planet. I am legally obligated by the state of New York to take a look back at This Week in Hell. Mm-hmm. Now, Reverend Raphael Warnock finally beat Herschel Walker in the Georgia Senate runoff. Yeah. Now Herschel won't get to solve all the issues that he campaigned so passionately about, you know, like his policy on climate change. But, Democrats, this isn't anything to be doing the Cupid Shuffle over, okay? You needed a runoff and 2 visits from President Obama to beat a former NFL running back turned werewolf, all right? Let me tell you something. They didn't vote for Herschel. They voted for the Republican Party because they know whoever is in that seat is gonna fall in line with whatever the rest of the party wants, okay? So, dear Democrats in the Senate, can we please see all 51 of you come together as a unit to pass some bills to protect our democracy and make life here in America better? Please. Now, Kenya Barris is facing backlash after unveiling the trailer of his new Netflix movie, written by him and Jonah Hill, which centers around a white guy played by Jonah Hill pursuing a black woman played by Lauren London. The comedy is titled You People, which ironically is how Kenya Barris refers to any black person who is not of mixed race. Okay? Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie's niece was kicked off a Spirit Airlines flight to New Jersey. Reports say that she was displaying unusual strength and foaming from the mouth as she fought off cops and shouted, "Do you know who I am?" She finally was booted after asking a nearby Latino family if they were smuggling cocaine. All right? People are mad at her, but for what? Okay, sounds on brand to me. She was flying on Spirit Airlines, headed to New Jersey. What else was she supposed to do other than fight people and yell racist shit at Hispanic families? All right? I'm pretty sure that's the Spirit Airlines code of conduct, okay? And if she's related to Chris Christie, it's possible she just bit the deputies because she thought they were donuts. All right? R&B goddess Summer Walker posted that she is looking for a male personal assistant who meets specific criteria. Okay, Walker sought out applicants who are at least 25 years old, know how to build stuff, and are preferably white or gay. Coincidentally, this is also the description on Lil Nas X's Grindr profile, all right? We've got more to talk about, like Brittany Griner and GMA Entanglements, Queen Nyla. Let's get it! Hey, it's been a hell of a week, and here to talk about it is the most random panel in late night. He's a comedian whose special Same Time Tomorrow is now screaming on Netflix, and you can get tickets to his class act tour now. Sam Morril is here. What up, Sam? He's the host of the Say Less podcast, and you can catch him on The Ringer and MSG Network, Kazim Famuyide. And I guarantee you we're the only show in late night to have the Prince of Pan-Africanism, founder of the Frederick Douglass Marcus Garvey Academy, activist and social critic, Dr. Umar Johnson is here. And later in the show, Yvonne Orji from Insecure will be stopping by. But let's get into topic one. Rushing out the door, all right? It has been more than a hell of a week for WNBA star Brittany Griner, but she has finally been released from a Russian prison and will be home with her family for Christmas. That's right. Now, President Biden said he's working to bring home every American wrongfully detained anywhere in the world, including U.S. Marine Paul Whelan. But is it too soon to ask the question, where is the energy for people unjustly locked up for weed right here in the good old U.S. of A? When will we release some of our own political prisoners? I'm ecstatic that Brittany will be home for the holidays, but we have to discuss, okay? So, Dr. Umar, why doesn't America free its own political prisoners? H-Rap Brown, Mumia Abu-Jamal, Leonard Pelter. Are we only good at pointing out other people's messes?
I think so. I think America has a very high price on mass incarceration. Mm-hmm. Private prisons are big business. Regular prisons are big business. And I think that America would much rather play global police than take care of its own business at home.
Ooh, okay. Mm. Okay. Now, we had this discussion before, but it feels hypocritical that Biden can see how unjust Brittany's charge was, but not pardon everybody locked up on a federal level for a nonviolent weed conviction here in America, you know, expunge some records. What you think, Cass?
I think Brittany's in an unenviable position right now, right? Because she's been in Russia for the past, what, 8 months, 10 months, it seems like? She literally wore the stars and stripes on her body representing our country. And now when she comes home, she's not just gonna have the people that's happy for her. She's gonna have people that were like, yo, my mom and dad, they served. How come they couldn't come home or nothing like that? And, you know, her being an athlete, her being somebody of a big, you know, stature and have a whole lot of platform, she's unwittingly becoming this, like, political prisoner when she comes back, right? Yeah. Like, everybody's going to look at her as the face of prisoner swaps. And none of us are experts at that, but we find ourselves to try and be experts at sports. So we want to compare it to sports and say, oh, you're trading a WNBA player for somebody who's been called the Merchant of Death.
It feels like an unfair trade.
It's like you're trading Steph Curry for, like, Frank Ntilikina or something like that. For people who may not understand what that is, but...
It's a bad trade.
It's a bad trade, yeah. Like, nobody would make that trade.
You guys don't know that?
Sam, what do you think, man?
I think, I mean, we got fleeced by the front office of Russia, for sure. I mean, they really... I mean, Putin's, like, soiling himself, falling down staircases, and he's still just playing Biden here. I mean, this is crazy, you know? And the worst part is Brittany's going to come home. She's going to get greeted at the airport by Biden. Yeah. And you know he's going to tell her, like, a long, boring story. You know he's going to be like, let me tell you about one time. She's like, I've been in prison, please. let me go home.
You know, other Americans, you know, like history teacher Mark Fogel and, like, I mentioned former Marine.
Brother of Jared at Subway.
Wait, what?
No. I have totally forgotten about some way. But I mentioned former Marine Paul Whelan. You know, they're still in Russian prisons, and I'm very happy for Brittany, but it feels like we can only get people to rally around a cause when celebrity is involved. Why is that, Dr. Umar?
I'm not sure that Brittany's case is as much about celebrity on the global level as it is about the survival of the Democratic Party in Black America. Mm. When we look at what happened to her, many of us have seen this happen to other political prisoners in the country, and we're pretty fed up with the situation.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think as the Democrats get prepared for the next presidential election, given the fact that President Trump just announced his candidacy, it was important that the Congressional Black Caucus go home for Christmas with something under the tree. Brittany Griner's freedom can be that gift to Black America to try to woo them back to the Democratic Party in time for the 2024 elections.
Well, with that said, what does this do for the Biden administration? Does it make you respect them more?
Not necessarily. Oh, I'm sorry. But not necessarily on my part, right? Like, it feels like Dr. Umar said, that she's throwing Black America a bone, right? It's like, when it comes to the voting and what we just went through with midterm elections, they're going to say, all right, what did the Democratic Party accomplish in the last couple of months or the last couple of years? And now they have a big shiny toy to show off and like, see, look, we went to Russia in the middle of a war. There's all these things going on and we got somebody home. The unfortunate part about it, like I said earlier, is now BG is this face of prisoner swaps. And now, you know, thankfully with the We Are BG Foundation, she's going to continue that fight to get, you know, Americans that were wrongfully detained back home, because now she's got a story to tell. Like, now basketball is the least of her concerns at this moment. You know what I'm saying? Like, unwillingly enough, just by carrying some cannabis oil, you know what I'm saying? Now when she comes home, she's going to be the face of everybody thinking, well, how do we get all these criminals back home, or all these people that committed crimes back home to their families at Christmas?
Basketball might be the least of her concern, but Phoenix is playing horribly right now. So we get her back out there?
They could use a forward right now.
They could use some size.
She'll be back, I'm sure. Umar, what do you think? What does this do for the Biden administration? Do you respect them more?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
I remember when Joe Biden was having a conversation with you and he told black people that if you don't vote for him, you're not black. Mm-hmm. And then after he got elected, he took care of every other constituency except black America. When they look at Brittany Griner, they're looking at four distinct voter bases. You're looking at the celebrity base, you're looking at the LGBTQ base, you're looking at the woman base, and you're looking at the African-American base. These are going to be four very critical voter bases come election time. So they're really just arming up for that war against Donald Trump.
Mm. I agree. That's a great point. And I think it checks off. I think it touches more boxes than a WNBA player.
Hey,
that's
hey.
Speaking of the WNBA, will folks start supporting the WNBA now? Or is this the most supported WNBA player we'll ever get?
I've been to a couple of WNBA games, but then Dolan moved them to Westchester. I'm like, I'm not going on a train,
Yeah.
I'll go in there at the Garden.
Because, yeah. I mean, we should be supporting the WNBA, right?
Well, let's not get it twisted. The WNBA has definitely been on an upswing, right? Yeah. Like, they're still not a profitable company, you know what I mean? They're still losing money every year. But ratings are up, viewership is up, you know what I mean? Like, a bunch of women athletes have been rising for the past several years because of the WNBA. So I think the unfortunate sort of circumstance of this whole thing is that when Brittany Griner eventually gets on the court, and I promise you right now it's probably not the one thing she's thinking about, but when she does get on the court, she's going to bring this entire new audience with her just to see what happens.
I hope so, because, you know, the only way the WNBA is going to grow is if we support it, and then hopefully other players won't have to go overseas end up in situations like that.
Yeah,
yeah, you know? Yeah. I mean, athletes like her, lots of athletes in the WNBA, they go overseas every single season because the WNBA season is just so short. They only play for 3 months. They get more money in Russia. They get more money overseas. So hopefully with this, you know, unfortunately this, you know, whole thing happened with her for the past several months, we're going to hope that this is going to rise the profile of the WNBA.
That's right.
And people see.
And you got to celebrate it. I mean, I see a lot of tweets saying, like, well, there are still people, you know, trapped in Russia, but you have to celebrate her being back. You know, I saw all these posts, you know, like, thank God she's back. You think anyone in Russia is like, finally, the merchant of death is home?
I don't know. My panelists are sticking around after the break. We'll be right back with more Hell of a Week.
Hey, guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun, too. It's a thing, and now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun, Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hell of a Week. I'm here with my panel, Dr. Umar Johnson, Kazeem Famu Ide, and Sam Morrell. Okay. And it's time for the next topic. Good morning, America. Good morning, America host TJ, the beige Becky Slayer Holmes, and Amy Blackman, make my eyes roll back, have been suspended after their adulterous work adventures were made public, okay? What are y'all clapping for that? They were pulled off the air due to the distraction this situation caused, even though it doesn't technically violate company policy. Panel, I'm going to turn to you. Dr. Umar, I'm sure you're sympathetic to these interracial lovers. Feel free to speak freely, Dr. Umar.
Yes,
sir.
It's a safe space.
I didn't know he was against interracial, and then...
I didn't say that, Sam. Nobody said
well,
that.
Well, it means we're both mad at Kanye, but for different reasons.
Possibly.
That's it? We're just gonna leave it
what
right
there?
What do
you think of the situation, though, Dr. Umar?
Here's the situation.
Okay.
Statistically, more than half of all married people cheat. Mm-hmm. So, unfortunately, adultery is as common as monogamy in the United States. The issue here for TJ was that he violated a sacred taboo in this country.
Let's talk.
Not only are you dating a white woman, you're dating a married white woman. Mm-hmm. I don't believe this punishment, as in the case of Ime Udoka, is not so much about adultery as it is about a black man not knowing his place. Mm. And I believe that they are committed to teaching him his place before this gets out of hand.
Okay.
I think to add to that...
Real quick, I know my place. My place is in that 50% that don't cheat. Okay? Go ahead, Chaz.
Yeah, nah, just to add to that, man, I think when they came on screen afterwards and they just kind of felt like, yo, y'all not gonna act like we didn't see y'all on Instagram? Like, I think that's what kind of took it over the edge. Like, I felt like if they started the show, like, you know, there's some things out there and we want to apologize for all the people we might have hurt along the way. I think the way that they were just so blatant about it, you know what I'm saying? And just, and on top
of that,
isn't
that GMA's fault?
They got pretty privileged, man. And we saw, you know what I mean, the morning show, the show on Apple TV.
Yeah.
And we just love drama. We love scandal.
But that's different. That's
people.
We're talking Matt Lauer, Bill O'Reilly, Charlie Rose. We should be celebrating TV and news personalities having consensual sex again.
There you go.
That's a big one right there. I did their show once, yeah. And they were lovely. They were laughing at everything I said. I figure they were probably giggling now because they just fucked in the broom closet or something.
But the cast, to your point, though, isn't it that GMA's fault for letting them come on the air the next day? Shouldn't there have been a plan?
Oh, they knew what time it was, though. They knew what time it was. It took over everybody's timeline, everybody's Instagram, everybody's Twitter. They'd be still as stupid as hell to not put them on TV that day. You know what I'm saying? Like, they ain't going to lose out on them ratings.
Yeah. That's exactly what they said. They said, ABC said, this brings unwanted attention. And I was like, viewers? Isn't that what you want? Get a little will they, won't they, Ross and Rachel chemistry on the news, and maybe I'll give a shit.
Hey.
Yeah. You know. I do want to acknowledge that it's just men on the panel tonight, right? So let's talk, you know, because Dr. Umar brought up a good point. Is it really that hard to be faithful, my brothers?
Speak for yourself, man.
No. Speak for myself. I'm asking a broad question that has nothing to do with me and my life.
Facts.
Okay?
Facts. Right? Nah, it's not that hard, man. Like, I think at the end of the day, bro, like, no matter everything you put together in a relationship with your wife, your kids, and all that type of stuff, at the very least, you can't live with that embarrassment, man. Like, mm-hmm. especially when you have a big platform like this. You're on Good Morning America. The entire world watches this show. No matter what's going on in your own personal business, I think the most that each of them owe to their spouses mm-hmm. is to let it be perfectly clear that we are not with these people anymore. We are just doing our own thing, mm-hmm. and they didn't do that. And they let, you know, the story just kind of get away from each other. So who cares? You say it all the time, the truth.
Nobody cares about the truth.
Nobody cares about the truth before because the lie's more entertaining. Yeah.
I'm going to go another way.
Okay.
I think that too often sociological problems are blamed on morality. Mm. What I mean by that, when there is a lack of suitable mates in one's environment, then naturally people tend to look for what is suitable, whether or not they have a ring on their finger or not.
Ooh.
And if you look at communities such as the African-American community, where you have a disproportionate rate of men and women, more women than men, then you're going to see a lot more polygyny in action, although unofficial, because there's not enough men to go around. Mm-hmm. And so I think the moral argument too often is used to cover up very hardcore sociological issues that are not being addressed.
Hold on, let me talk about that, because, you know, Dr. Umar, it's rumored that you have more than one wife. I don't know if that's true or not.
I've never been married.
Oh, okay. But
I will have two queens.
All right.
Yes, sir.
So is polygamy more realistic?
I think we have to understand that monogamy is not natural to alpha males. This is not only
I'm baited.
True.
That's what you lost me there, man.
This is not only true amongst human beings, even within the animal kingdom.
Okay.
The alphas tend to have more than one spouse. And if you also look at women, as much as they may chide polygyny, Many women will date an alpha male with another woman if she's attracted to him. Just look at the amount of women who date married men, but at the same time say they're against plural marriage.
Mm. Whenever a dude quotes the animal kingdom when he's talking about sex, that dude's fucking.
Is it wrong to date people at work, Sam?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, shit. I mean, I don't think this was that bad. I think they kind of got thrown under the bus a little bit.
Yeah.
Here's the problem. He's getting more shit. You're saying it because he's black, and, like, hey, as another black guy in this panel, I gotta say, no, I think he's getting more shit because he fucked three people there. Yeah. She had sex
with one. It was three?
There were three people he had sex
allegedly.
With.
Allegedly. Let's say allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Allegedly. Never good when a person says that.
You know, Dr. Umar, you have a term called the snow bunny crisis.
Yes, sir.
Is this indeed a snow bunny crisis?
Absolutely. This is the snow bunny crisis on steroids.
Okay.
Because it's adultery involved.
Okay. What is the snow bunny crisis exactly?
Is it kind of like bird flu? What's going on?
I would say in the African-American community, it's worse than bird flu.
Okay.
The snow bunny crisis speaks to a tendency of educated, well-placed, successful black men to date outside of the black community and more likely to date within the white community. Now, most black men are married to black women. I want to be clear. However, black men date outside of their community more than the men of every other community put together, which obviously has drastic consequences for the black community when you're looking at single motherhood, mm-hmm. a lack of viable men in the community in terms of leadership and mentorship. So not only are you dating out the race, you're taking away resources from our community, i.e. your bank account, your retirement, your 501, your 401k, and everything else, because when you transition and women live longer than men, you're taking all this wealth from the black community and you're giving it to a people who have taken enough from us and you're not leaving for our own people.
Woo. Listen, I get dating at work, but not when you're married, okay? You make vows in front of God and then wonder why God taps that jaw because you said you were going to be a loving and faithful husband or wife, but you lied, okay? And I speak from personal experience. When I say your life can only elevate when you are a faithful man to your mate, oof. All right? I want to thank my panelists, Dr. Umar Johnson, Kaz, and Sam Morrell for coming through. Up next, Yvonne Orji will be stopping by. More Hell of a Week in just a minute.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, welcome back to Hell of a Week. You know my next guest for her Emmy-nominated role as Molly on HBO's Insecure. Her new stand-up special, A Whole Me, is currently screaming on HBO Max. Please welcome Yvonne Orji, y'all. First things first, how are you? How's your energy, man?
I am happy. You know what? I am content.
Ooh, okay.
And it is a sexy place to be.
Okay.
I'm serious. Because it's like, sometimes you can say I'm content, but then you're like, yeah, but there's still that one thing I want to do. And it's like, no, I'm actually in a really good place.
What does contentment feel like?
Peace. Feels like happy. It really does. It feels like wanting for nothing. It's like, you can always get more. Like, I am quick to receive, but I don't want anything.
So this is peace season.
Oh, my God. This is my year of deep joy. Okay. That's how at peace I am. This is my year of deep joy and optimal peace.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The special is great. Talk about the difference between Let's Just See and You Better Be.
Oh my God. So yes. So in the special, I talk about how, you know, white people are Caucasian and friends to the East. They love a Let's Just See. Let's Just See. I mean, we never know. Let's Just See.
Word.
And I grew up in an African household. We didn't have Let's Just See ministry. We had You Better Be. You know, and it's different because, like, the opportunity that other races have to be able to just, like, explore. You know, we're gonna take a year off, just a backpack. Let's just see it. Discover new lands. Colonization. Let's just see.
Yeah, yeah.
whereas, you know, in other, in black races and other races, you know, it's just kind of like, this is what's set out for you. Go here. You better be this. You better be back by seven. You better be a lawyer. You better be, you know, it's like everything's planned out for you. And sometimes, while there are good paths down that road, it's like you don't know what you're missing because you didn't give yourself the opportunity to see what was on the other side, to fail and learn from the failure. Because it's like, failure's not an option. It really is, though, guys. It is. And
you gotta fail to learn.
Yeah, it is an option.
But how do your parents react now? Because I'm sure that, you know, they're you better be. Mm-hmm. You're not doing that at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, they're happy now. My mom was on TV twice. She's like, it's okay. It's okay. What you are doing, I understand. Okay.
One device I love in the special, you advocate for mental health a lot, and you talk about therapy a lot. But when people like you and I, you know, talk about therapy, some people in the public can be like, well, what problems does, you know, Yvonne Orji or Charlamagne have? You know, they're on television, you know?
Lots. Okay. No, I mean, I say in the special, I think every person of color, especially in America, like, therapy should be mandatory and free.
Absolutely.
Like, straight up and down. Every Juneteenth, there should be just coupons. Just, 40 acres in a session.
40 acres in a session.
No, because it's like, you don't even know what... I think when people think about trauma, they're like, PTSD or, like, something happened. Like, my mama beat me. Like, no. It's just like, yo, I grew up...
Life
happens. Even transitioning, right? So... I remember it was probably like season 3 of me being on Insecure, and I was still living in the same apartment I was living in when I was shopping in the 99 cent store for groceries. And
season three,
baby, I was working on something. Don't judge me. That was such a joke. This is why I need therapy, because the African American community won't let you stack your coin. Why are you still here? Because I'm working on something. And and I remember Jay Ellis hopped the fence to my apartment. He was like, I know how much you make. You should leave. And I was working on saving up to buy a house because I was like, I'm going to get this rent control rent and I'm going to go to my next blessing. But I still had poverty mentality because when you've been poor for so long, you are just like, it's scarcity mentality. It's like, I never want to go back. You know, it's like, I'm out the wilderness, but, you know?
Yeah.
And so... I don't know what sound effect that was, but that was how it felt. And so it's like, that's trauma. Because what happens then when you inherit the blessings? And then you're like, I don't want to trick it off, but I'm scared to walk in. It's like, so
scared
you need
to lose it.
You need therapy to help you usher in a phase. Because, like, I don't know about y'all, but I don't know if there's generations of people who had wealth and knew what to do with wealth. Mm-hmm. That wasn't my testimony. And so it was just like, you need therapy for that. You need therapy when you're in transitions, right? It's like, okay, well, I'm happy doing this. What happens when there's a new season?
Yeah.
Just like you need different kind of coats.
That's right.
If it's fall, if it's winter, you need different kind of covering.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm still stuck on JL. Let's jump in the fence. What the hell? Why was he jumping your fence?
Because it was time for me to leave. Because anytime you could jump the fence, it wasn't safe. That's what he was trying to say.
Okay.
There's no security, but rent was $700, so. Yeah, no.
Does Yvonne Orji get to this peace season without therapy?
No, and I did a different type of therapy. I did EMDR therapy. So I had been doing talk therapy for about 3 years. Mm-hmm. And EMDR, it goes into the nervous system. Because sometimes, because a lot of y'all are smart. I smell, there's a lot of degrees in here. I smell it. Mm-hmm. with the shea butter and degrees. Oh, this is the audience. And, you know, sometimes you can know. If you go to therapy, like, so what it was Charlamagne 2 years ago said that this was it, and this is why it's been stuck in my head, and da-da-da-da, so help me. Cool. But the practicing it out, sometimes you can talk yourself into thinking you're okay, and then when a situation presents itself, your nervous system remembers as if it just happened.
That's right.
And so you're not actually dealing with the root of the trauma. So EMDR goes to the root. And I'll be in there. I go in. I'm like, yep, I think it happened when I was 7. And my therapist was like, well, let's just go back and make sure that was the first encounter. And all of a sudden, it's something I didn't even think about.
That's right.
We've done womb work. So it's like whatever my mom was feeling while she was pregnant, like that gets like, passed down to me. So I come in with already to the world as a new baby with set of issues that I didn't ask for.
We got a mutual friend, Debbie Brown. And
I love Debbie.
That's family. And Debbie always used to tell me, like, you know, therapy is good because you go there and you get the language, right? But you have to actually do things to actually heal.
Yes.
And that's what you're doing now.
Yeah, and nothing tastes better than freedom, y'all. It is so sexy to be free. I'm telling you. Because that was the thing. Like, I was being blessed. But where the enemy was attacking me was in my mind.
That's right.
It was in my mind, because it was just like, everyone else could see that I was enough.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't. Because if you grew up immigrant household, African-American household, it's always this performative love kind of thing.
Mm.
Right? Like, and no one says performative love. We love you. Yeah. But did you make straight A's? We love you more. You know, okay. So you, like, you're chained to the cycle of, like, I saw how they reacted when I got an A versus when I got a B. I got to always get A's.
Yeah.
But it's like, what if I hate organic chemistry and I got an F, okay? Right. But it's just like, but I should still be enough.
Yeah.
I should still be enough. And it's like that, I didn't have that.
So it always messed with your sense of self-worth.
Yeah, or like, in order, no one ever said that, because my parents love me and family loved me, but for me, we internalize things that sometimes people don't even have to tell us, but maybe in their actions, we're like, this must be what they mean. And so I was just like, as long as I am a giver, mm-hmm. as long as I'm excellent, as long as I'm top in everything, I will always be loved. And it's just like, but you don't even like yourself.
Yeah.
And you don't even know because you're chasing something that's not real.
You know, now that you've done the work on yourself, tell us what was wrong with Molly.
This has nothing to do with me. She's a fictional character. This is some trash.
Now, you talk about your parents a lot in the special, and to put it nicely, they have high standards.
Yes.
And old school Nigerian values, right?
Absolutely.
So quick game I want to play, okay? I'm going to name something experienced by non-Nigerians.
Okay.
Right? And you tell me if that shit would fly with your parents, okay? Now, the answers are no, hell no. And what's something that they would say that mean hell no?
God forbid. God forbid.
God forbid.
Okay.
All right.
Abomination. All
right. Okay. So taking a year off from college to discover yourself, no, hell no, or God forbid.
What are you discovering? See, that's the difference. Let's just say.
Okay.
You better be discovering your books.
All right. Moving in with a guy to, you know, see what happens. Is that a no, hell no, or God forbid?
You are now married.
Yes.
Okay. No, you are now married. If you're moving in, he's your husband.
Okay.
Like that would be the response.
Okay.
And where are the grandchildren? Because that's...
Oh, you got to have the grandchildren.
Yeah. So what are we doing? y'all just out here being roommates in 2023? What are we doing?
Investing money in an NFT.
I don't even know what that is. So. Invest in your future. I don't know.
Okay, majoring in art. Is that a no, hell no, or God forbid?
What you think it is? You've been around enough Nigerians. What you think it is?
Art? I feel like they would like art.
Mm-hmm.
No?
Clearly, you're not Nigerian enough. No, you're not eating enough jollof rice. At.
What they got wrong with
art? They don't even call
art?
It art. They call it at.
What's wrong with art?
The R is left out. You're majoring in at.
At.
At. Hey, what? Where have we gone wrong?
Okay, final one. In any way, shape, or form, uh-huh. talking back. Is that a no, hell no, or God forbid?
If I die today, it's you that killed me. That's what they would do if you talk back to them. So I raised a back talker.
Yeah.
That's what I did in my life. What did I do to deserve this child? Like, our parents are the most acting out. I'm surprised they don't appreciate art. We got our just overacting from them. Hey, you're talking back to your mother. Hey, now I It's so theatrical. Who are you looking at? Hey! See me, see trouble. It's just so eloquent for no reason.
Oh, man. Make some noise for mine on here. Everybody check out the special on HBO Max, The Whole Me, and check out her book, Bamboozled by Jesus, How God Tricked Me Into the Life of My Dreams. Coming out on paperback. We'll be right back with more Hell of a Week.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Hell of a Week. Now, Deion Sanders recently left his job coaching at HBCU Jackson State for the whiter confines of the University of Colorado. Now, Colorado's white, okay? The snow is only the third whitest thing in Colorado after the people and the cocaine, right? Now, people say he's a sellout. I know this terrible MC Hammer impression is what you think Deion is about. But his resume shows us otherwise. He coached high school football. He opened a charter school that closed because they were having financial issues. And when he took the job at Jackson State, he told them keep half the salary to build a new student facility. Not once in all those years did I hear anyone say, damn, Deion is really pouring into these kids for little to no money. Coach Prime lost two toes helping Jackson State. So one question. What have you done for HBCUs lately? HBCUs were underfunded before Deion, and they will be underfunded after Deion. It's not up to one man to save all HBCUs, so all that time and energy you spending calling Deion a sellout, how about exert some of that energy to the Thurgood Marshall College Fund and donate to the local HBCU of your choice? If you're not down to do that, then please shut the fuck up forever, okay? I go by the name of Charlemagne the God. Come back next Thursday for another Hell of a Week. So be sure to listen to Hell of a Week with Charlamagne Tha God wherever you get your podcast.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.